can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything as we launch into the second hour here. And give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark are at the are at Talkers LA. They're trying to pay the bills. So tonight, here with you, it is Johnson,
Steve,
and James.
And I want to talk to you a little bit about the School Sucks podcast. It's a podcast, it's a call-in show, a YouTube channel, a web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com where you can register an account and participate in the forums and suggest show topics and access years of archives at schoolsucksproject.com. So we've been talking tonight about government inefficiency, about the government shutdown, about the ridiculous costs of some of these services and how they're trying to make it as painful as possible with this government shutdown. And so we talked briefly here about healthcare.gov and it's the mess that is Obamacare with this website that costs $634 million to build, and it doesn't even work. So we're not done. You know, the taxpayers are not done paying for this. And I'm hesitant. I'm bad. Sometimes I still say we. I need to break myself of that habit. But not everyone is willing to pay for it. Millennials are opting out of Obamacare because it's not actually insurance. And this is an article from Forbes.com. So I find it really interesting that Forbes is covering this in the way that they are. This is by Kathy Reasonwitz. Experts say that young, healthy people must enroll in Obamacare's health exchanges to cover the cost of insuring sicker, older people. It's a simple math equation. Charge everyone roughly the same rate for access to basically the same product. The people who use it less will subsidize the people who use it more. The problem with this plan is that it hoses young, relatively poor people like me, and this is the author, right when we least need high bills for the services that they're not using. Okay, that's interesting. Well, not necessarily. Sorry, Kathy, not necessarily the most professional writer when you're switching between me and they. Anyway, and it helps older, relatively rich people who should be able to afford the care that they need. If America's downtrodden and struggling young people are smart, they'll opt out. Then it'll be up to the federal government to find them enough to make up for the shortfall. First, let's look at the math. As Nick Gillespie and Veronica DeRoute, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, Veronica DeRugi or Rugi, have pointed out for Reason magazine, the concept of today's older generation as impoverished is simply wrong. In fact, today's seniors are far wealthier than today's young adults. Looking at rates of home ownership, 83% of elderly households own a home. Meanwhile, 36% of millennials are still living under their parents' roof. Those over 65 years of age have much lower poverty rates than most other demographic groups. Households headed by people 65 or older have 22 times the wealth of households headed by people under 35. 22 times the wealth. Now, I don't know, have you guys looked at the costs of some of these insurance plans? Have you been looking at it yourselves to see, you know, oh, what am I going to be forced to pay here? Oh, but wouldn't know what the fines are, all that.
To be honest with you, I haven't looked at it at all. I mean, I purchase health insurance through my employer, and you know, I don't foresee it changing. I mean, it is kind of outrageous how expensive it is, even through an employer. And I have a quote unquote good health care plan. So,
right.
I mean, it's definitely a lot of money. And I thought it was very interesting that author. I mean, she's totally right. So. Younger people, while they're in better health, generally they make less. You know, they're just entering the workforce. A lot of them have college debt. They don't have savings. I mean, people have had, if you're 60 years old, you've had 30 years of working or 40 years of working to save and build your net equity, if you will. mm-hmm. where someone who's young, like myself, and I'm probably not even in the best shape personally, but
I'm certainly not.
You know, I've only been working a few years, so I really don't have that much money, and you know, it is painful to be forced to pay for other people's health care.
Right. Especially since, and I know not a lot of people are going to make this link. I do just because I've watched a lot of these documentaries on food and whatnot. But also a lot of times when you're younger, too, you know, I'm not in the best shape. And I know a lot of people, and obesity is becoming an epidemic in this country, especially amongst younger people who are lower income, because lower income people have to buy the cheaper foods. What foods are cheaper? Beef and corn. Why? Because they're subsidized. So, you know, people are, you know, a lot of younger people are eating worse. And really, what's the best way to get healthy? Just eat better. Eat vegetables. You know, eat produce. But those things are more expensive. And, you know, a lot of these health nuts that don't want to admit that that's really the case, that if you go out and buy, you know, vegetables and fruit and you know, organic foods, you're going to be paying through the nose. And now on top of that, they want to charge young people, you know, hundreds of dollars a month in health care to subsidize older people. Steve, what about you? Have you looked at it at all? Have you seen, you know, the cost of the fines or the, you know, whatnot? Have you looked at...
I haven't looked at it through like the Obamacare stuff. I've looked into cost of paying your own insurance and stuff mm-hmm. if you're self-employed or whatever.
So when did you look?
Probably within a year. I've looked at it.
Okay.
And I think one of the things
I would have run an experiment because this is fantastic. So if you can access it, if it even works. I'd like you to compare. So, I mean, if you're willing to share with us, do you know what the rate was that you were going to be charged?
I was just kind of looking at for the not for any specific use case here.
Right.
I was more just kind of like getting a ballpark range and right. what the different packages are. And
sure.
For you know, the thing I...
But you were looking at the non-Obamacare packages, right?
Yeah, and right. I was looking at... I was looking at it for curiosity's sake, and mm-hmm. Basically one thing I kind of figure is, you know, I'm healthy. I don't need to go to the doctor every 2 months or anything like that. And I pretty much just want, you know, insurance. So if I do end up in the hospital, I don't, you know, I'm not in debt for the rest of my life, you know. And the thing I find interesting is if you do try to like look at the plans that have a very high deductible, they're still expensive. And the way I seem to think that most health insurance works is it's like if it was your auto insurance, it would be like them paying for your oil changes.
Now you said you looked into self-employed plans. Do you kind of have like a dollar figure for you?
They ranged all over the map depending on what the deductible was, but even the ones with very high deductibles and stuff were, like, anything decent started at, like, $300 a month.
Yeah, wow. That is outrageous. I mean, and one thing, too, you know, so I'm a cost accountant by living, and I don't think people realize how expensive it is to hire people. I mean, employers already pay a lot of taxes, and they pay a lot in benefits because they're forced to by law. And it's not uncommon for to have a 50% burden rate just on taxes and benefits. So that means if your take-home pay is $2,000 a month, it costs your employer $3,000 just to keep you on the payroll.
Right.
And I don't think people realize, like Social Security and Medicare alone, 15% of your income you don't get. And it really adds up. If you save $100 a month. I mean, in a few years, you'll have a lot of money.
A lot of money. 15%. If most people were putting 15% in the bank, they'd have enormous amounts of cash. But most people aren't doing that. They don't think in terms of savings because, really, our schools are failing people as well. Do you have an opinion about healthcare, about Obamacare, about the government shutdown? Let us know. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-516-6356. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-516-6356. That's 1-800-516-6356. Call 1-800-516-6356.
Amanda Bosold from Midas Resources. October 10, 2013, gold opened at $12.99. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46.21, $6.73.11 for a half ounce, or $3.36.55 for a quarter ounce. $13.46.21, $6.73.11, and $3.36.55.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. And
The Free State Project is over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people, stating their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum rule of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If you are tired of the constant growth of government intrusion in your area, sign up now at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
And I think all three of us are movers. That's right, right?
Yep, that's correct. I moved up originally from Florida and then from Connecticut. And it was nice. You know, you get that sense of immediate freedom while crossing the border. In fact, there was like some sort of billboard, and I don't have it in front of me, but there was like a billboard while leaving Connecticut, something about, you know, how, like taxes and being like, if you're not paying your taxes, you're a traitor or something like that. There was a billboard. I'm just like, get me out of here. I couldn't wait. So, and speaking of not paying, we're talking right now about Obamacare and the fines and responsibilities that come with this broken, forced insurance system. And how, basically what it's doing is it's front-loading all the expenses onto young people who really need insurance, and they're opting out in droves because it's not insurance. It's more of a, a buy-in program it's just not working. It's not, and there are some really kind of scary conditions that could grow out of this. But I'll continue more with the article here. So it says, not only are many young people either unemployed or underemployed, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates that people over under 40, I'm sorry, owe 67% of the roughly $1.4 trillion that Americans owe on school loans. That's on top of an average several thousand dollars of credit card debt. Obamacare forces people who can scarcely afford the extra cost to subsidize care for people who absolutely can afford to pay for their own health expenses. In the exchanges, a young person will have to pay an estimated $250 per month for basic insurance. Again, this cost is so high because these premiums are expected to pay for older people's health care costs. These costs now include covering a plethora of expensive drugs, services, and procedures thanks to Obamacare's requirements for insurance plans. Remember, this article previously said, if you were, didn't hear in the last segment, that the people who are being expected, you know, that these young people are being expected to subsidize this health care for people who have 22 times as much wealth on average. So another math lesson seems to be needed here. Insurance is only a good deal when it actually works like insurance. Using insurance to pay for routine care and predictable health care needs makes it no longer insuring, but cost pooling. Using insurance to pay for routine healthcare services distorts price signals and increases costs through layers of administration. Obamacare's requirements that insurance pay for even more routine care than before codifies the fundamental flaw in the insurance, actually cost pooling, market that we have today. The only solution for achieving access to affordable catastrophic insurance for young people and affordable healthcare services for older people is an actual market in health insurance and in healthcare services. Young people need access to actual insurance, something that Obamacare actually outlaws. And older people need an undistorted price system in healthcare. Instead, Obamacare exacerbates and mandates that everything that's wrong with our current system while attempting to transfer costs in the exact wrong direction, from old and rich to young and poor. This is both extremely inefficient and completely unfair. The only thing that would make this worse is if Congress attempted to raise the fines for opting out enough to actually cover the enormous shortfall that young people opting out in droves will create. Let's hope for the future of America that they don't.
I mean, I think they should go the other way with it then, too. I mean, older people who have a long driving history should pay the exact same as someone who just gets, their first car. I mean, why not? we want it to be equal, right?
Sure. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, they are, if they're making everyone equal. But, I mean, the other thing is what they're trying to do is just drive support for this, because that's who is going to really support this, is the older people. And, unfortunately, it's also the older people who tend to vote more. So that's where this is coming from, this drive to, for the older people, they're going to say, oh, this is a good deal. But it's not going to be a good deal because the younger folks are going to opt out. And here's the reason why they're going to opt out. So I specifically went to this healthcare.gov website to find out, because I'm like, I looked at the prices, I'm like, I don't have health coverage now. Unless my employer is paying for my health coverage, I'm not buying this because it's going to be too expensive. I don't feel like having a $250 a month bill. Don't need it. Not old enough yet. So, I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking to myself here, what happens if someone doesn't have health coverage in 2014? This is according to healthcare.gov. If someone who can't afford health insurance doesn't have coverage in 2014, they may have to pay a fee. They also have to pay for all of their health care. Yeah, no shock. They also have to pay for their health care. Really? You mean, like, how everyone who's uninsured has to pay for their own health care exactly like it is right now? So nothing changes there. Okay, so when the uninsured need care, when someone without health insurance gets urgent, often expensive medical care, but doesn't pay the bill, everyone else ends up paying the price. Okay, fair enough, sure. That's why the healthcare law requires all people who can afford it to take responsibility for their own health insurance by getting coverage or paying a penalty. People without health coverage will also have to pay the entire cost of all their medical care. Again, no big shock there. They won't be protected from the kind of very high medical bills that can sometimes lead to bankruptcy. Yeah, no duh. they keep reiterating this. Oh, you'll be stuck if you don't pay this. You're going to be stuck paying your bills. Yeah, exactly like it is now. Okay, so the fee in 2014, though, this is the new part, the part that they're trying to, redirect you from. The fee in 2014 is 1% of your yearly income or $95 per person for the year, whichever is higher. The fee increases every year. In 2016, it is 2.5% of income, or $695 per person, whichever is higher. Now, I looked up the, median income in the United States is, it's like 60,000, 60, somewhere between 60 and 70,000.
That seems a little high, but
it seemed high to me too. But I think that's actually what it is.
That might be
is
the
that
household.
The household income, or is that?
Yeah, you might be right. That might be the household income.
Yeah, so I don't remember off the top of my head, but generally speaking, that'd be like, let's say 1.8 persons working.
Sure,
they have some formula they use, but
if you do 1% of that, we'll get more into this after we come back from the break. But if you do 1% of that, that's. That fee is going to be less than what you're paying monthly on insurance, for sure. Give us a call if you want to talk about this. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at SurvivalistCamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with SurvivalistCamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, and you can do that at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, too. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. A new law is being enacted which forces banks to make sure that your mortgage fits into the U.S. government standards. You may only have a 43% debt-to-income ratio, which means take all the debt that shows up on your credit report and divide that by your monthly gross income. That's house payment, property taxes, auto payments, credit cards, student loans, bank loans, boat loans, everything. If your ratio is anywhere near a 43% figure, you most likely won't get a loan. The rule is for conforming loans, FHA and VA. Now is the time to refinance or buy your home before this takes full effect. The government shutdown is slowing implementation. Next year is going to be much worse. Call Roger Schlesinger from MortgageMinuteGuy.com and get that mortgage. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. And you can join us at freetalklive.com. We've got all sorts of features there for you. We've got archives, MP3 archives going back to late 2006, and all sorts of different features there. at freetalklive.com. And joining us right now, listening on GCN, is Joe from Post Falls, Idaho, and he wants to talk to us here about the healthcare fiasco. Joe, are you there?
Yes, gentlemen. Thanks for having me, and there's so much, I don't know where to start, but let me say first, I'm a licensed insurance agent in Washington and Idaho. I work exclusively with people on Medicare. However, great. I did have the opportunity to attend a training session for these exchanges, and what I saw was a giant data collection system for all your personal data, as much as you're willing to type into a field. And so for people who value their privacy, I would strongly suggest you stay away from those. I mean, it's just one more place where they can centralize your data, and another place that can be hacked if they ever get them working.
Right, exactly. Or a place that they can pretend has been hacked. You know, they can say, "Oh, we've been hacked. Oh, our data went out. It was released, so that we can say that it was hacked, so we can hand all this information to all these different, security organizations."
Exactly. Give us more money. And there's already been one exchange worker, in my understanding, who accidentally, and you can put that in quotes if you want, released 2,400 some Social Security numbers. And there was an article I read a couple of days ago about the fact that, yeah, the feds do intend to use this for law enforcement purposes. But that's because of HIPAA, the HIPAA laws, H-I-P-A-A, which y'all might be familiar with. And by the way, the HIPAA laws are never to protect you.
Right.
If you go into a medical facility of any kind and ask them to, if you can look at their HIPAA statement, they'll look at you funny. If they don't have it posted on the front counter there, you can ask for it, and I have. You read it, and it says plainly right there, we're going to keep your data totally private, except, if the government asks for it, we're going to give it to them. And
right.
HIPAA gave permission for the feds, any government entity, to access your personal private data without a warrant, folks. This whole thing is a big scam, and I think we should.
I wasn't aware that there is absolutely no warrant requirements to get into of someone's medical data. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to doctor-patient confidentiality?
Well, that's a thing of the past, just as real healthcare is anymore.
one thing that's really scary too. I was just thinking, like, if it's a private company and they get hacked and your data gets released and your identity gets stolen, I guess in theory you could sue them and try to collect damages, but
good luck.
I imagine with the government marketplace, it's just going to be like, whoops, you can't sue us. You know, it's not our fault. It's not our problem.
Yeah,
it's not going to be customer-oriented at all.
It's a giant boondoggle, guys, and we the people need to rise up peacefully, not violently, but peacefully, and just say no to all this stuff. And we need to do it in large numbers.
Yeah,
and just
absolutely.
Say, look, this is a boondoggle. You guys are criminals, and we value our freedom, and we're not going to do this.
Let me ask you this, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You, as working as an insurance agent, are there any options? I mean, are there any legitimate options out there to avoid these exchanges and still not be completely, not be uninsured? I mean, I understand that there's government insurance, but it's obviously not the inexpensive option.
No,
at least it doesn't seem like it right now.
It is a scam, and it's the bankers and the giant, corporate fascists. I mean, and all that stuff. But are there any options? Well, look, as far as keeping your data safe, well, here's something that I found chilling when I first got into the insurance business some years ago. There's something called the MIB, and that's not Men in Black, although it might be. It's the Medical Information Bureau, where when you go to the doctor, that stuff can be submitted to the Medical Information Bureau, and it becomes part of a permanent record somewhere, who knows where. That's scary in and of itself. Now, if you don't want to participate in the exchanges, most, if not all, insurance companies do offer Affordable Care Act plans that you can sit down with a real life person face to face, fill out a form, and all that stuff, and get this compliant insurance, outside of the exchange. However, if you want one of those government socialist subsidies that they promote through these exchanges, you have to go through the exchange.
Which, really, I mean, I really hope that these that this doesn't become... Right now, it's obviously it's not beneficial to sign up through it, but it's really scary that it could actually become something that is somehow lower in price, I guess. I don't know if that's even possible. I don't know if it's possible for that to happen, but if they subsidize it enough, if they throw enough dollars at it, you know, could it become some kind of... backdoor tax on people to rob people and actually become more efficient healthcare.
Well, less
expensive, I should say.
And, you know, I just wish we could all just get catastrophic if we want it and just have choice and all this stuff. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't tell you what I really think, but maybe I will.
Please do.
Yeah. You know, if somebody wants to get just catastrophic, let them. And I don't think the medical system as it's, the corporate, I don't think the traditional medical system as we see it today is helpful for most people anyhow. It does not help people with long-term chronic conditions. And that's, you know, I work with people on Medicare because they're fun to work with. They're great folks. They have good values and they're hardworking, good folks. But the system does work in many cases for them. But I've seen so many times these poor folks getting poisoned by the pharmaceutical companies because the doctor says, well, here, take this drug. And then 2 months later, well, you got to take this other drug to counteract the effects of the first one. And it just goes on and on. I've seen people die from that stuff. It's just, it tears my heart up. But, you know, I want to help these people any way I can. So that's why I work with those folks. I don't do individual insurance just because it's, I just don't buy the scam. Sorry.
Right. Not to mention the statistical odds of just catching a disease or dying from going to the hospital. That's the other scary thing is that just entering into some of these medical facilities increases your risk of, you know, bodily harm or illness a lot.
If they don't leave a pair of scissors in your belly or something.
Right.
You know, I mean,
some sort of sponge.
You're right. It's silly. And again, let's just say no. Thanks, Nancy, you know?
Yeah. Well, do you have any other thoughts for us tonight, Joe?
No, I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, going into a hospital, I don't want to end up with some sort of flesh-eating bacteria or something gnawing away at me. It's scary. And if you have any thoughts on this or anything else that we've been talking about, you can give us a call, 855-453-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CII toll-free call-in line. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them to you free. Those other hosts want to charge you. We have features there, like we've got the studio cam and chat room. You can get involved in the chat, talk with other Free Talk Live listeners, see us, our ugly mugs here. And you can see that all at freetalklive.com. There are plenty of ways people can get the data that you send online from your computer or tablet or smartphone, be they governments, corporations, hackers or crackers, nefarious individuals, even if they're just pranksters. You want to keep them out. Try ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection and creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. Any online application can work with ProXPN, including your web browser, your email, file sharing, instant messaging, torrenting. ProXPN keeps everything you do online hidden from prying eyes, disguises your physical location, and gives you unfettered access to any website or web service, no matter where you live or travel to. Because, hey, if you're in a country like China where they block various websites, fire up ProXPN and you'll get onto that site no problem. Frustration over. And once you've got complete online privacy with a 512-bit encryption tunnel using OpenVPN or PPTP, your choice, and you can use it, Mac, Windows, Linux. There's even an app for iOS and Android. You get world-class support. Just go to ProXPN.com/FTL for more information. That's ProXPN.com/FTL for more information and sign up. Now you can use it for free, but you won't get unlimited bandwidth that way unless you get a premium account. Normally the premium account is $9.95 a month or $74.95 a year, but we have a special offer for FTL listeners. Use code FTL20 to receive 20% off for the lifetime of your account. That breaks down to just $5 a month with the yearly plan to get the online peace of mind. If you're not satisfied, you can cancel within 7 days for a full refund. So go to proexpion.com/FTL, sign up, try it free as 2 million users do every day, or use the code FTL20 to get the premium account with unlimited bandwidth, plus one account can be used for all of your devices. So start using ProXPN today.
Yes. And speaking of technology, one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight was the Silk Road, and I was hoping that, you know, I guess there's been concerns like that maybe Tor has been compromised, and I don't know if maybe Steve can like break it down for the average person, like what is Tor, how does it work? Do you think it's been compromised, Steve?
I don't think Tor itself has been compromised. I looked through the evidence against Dread Pirate Roberts. I find this case very fascinating, but I think basically it ended up being police work that probably found the server, because if you read the complaint, it goes through talking about how they found the server in another country. And one of the things that they posted in there was some comments from Dread Pirate Roberts, and he wrote that one day that they're having to rebuild the website from backup. And that there was, I'm reading from his post.
Mm-hmm.
There was no security breach or anything to worry about that led to this situation. We leased server space in different locations around the globe through unaware third parties. We do this to hide the identities of those who run Silk Road in the event that security breach, in the event of a security breach in one of the servers. Unfortunately, this means we have to deal with some unreliable people. And light at the end of the tunnel is getting bigger. We have this is the next quote. So we have a full capacity server online and are in the process of configuring it. And the site just went live. The new server is more powerful and secure than the one we had before the outage, and is leased through a more professional proxy. And by proxy, he doesn't mean like from a technical term. He's talking about a person.
Right.
We have high hopes that it will last us a long time, and so he basically comments that he had unaware third parties hosting this server, so he paid somebody to put a server in somewhere. And
well, did he pay somebody to pay, and if there was a proxy, did he pay somebody to pay somebody to build, put it in a server somewhere?
That might be, or right. Either that, or it was stolen server space somehow, like a hacked server or something. But my theory is that somebody, one of these unaware third parties, became aware.
Right. And ratted them out.
Most likely.
Yeah, and I got an article here, 5 stupid things Dread Pirate Roberts did to get arrested. Number one, he boasted about running his international multi-million-dollar drug marketplace on his LinkedIn profile.
Wow.
It says, he states in his LinkedIn profile that after time in graduate school, his goals shifted. He elaborates that he focused on creating an economic simulation designed to give people a firsthand experience of what it would be like to live in a world without the systematic use of force by institutions and government.
Now, what's interesting, we should probably spell out for people we kind of all know this, but the average person might not know what on earth we're talking about. Silk Road and the Dread Pirate Roberts. So the Dread Pirate Roberts is the entrepreneur behind an online website that is a market based on a cryptocurrency, so an alternative currency that cannot be controlled by government anywhere because it's completely digital. It's almost like a digital commodity like gold or silver, which is trades hands. So it's Bitcoin, and if you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any amount of time, you've heard us talk about Bitcoin for sure. But this currency allows for a completely anonymous black market, or at least that's what everyone thought. So there was this black market that was going on, run by this guy, the Dread Pirate Roberts. And recently, he has been caught, and the Silk Road has been shut down. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this guy, the Dread Pirate Roberts, who has been supposedly, allegedly caught, and they are trying to get millions and millions of dollars from him in bitcoins, and now there apparently have been also several international arrests. So it was not anonymous. They have caught people, and users of the Silk Road are freaking out. If you know anyone who's a user of the Silk Road, if you were a user of the Silk Road and want to call in anonymously, please feel free to do so. I'd like to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Continue, James.
Okay, number two, he used a real photograph of himself for a fake ID to rent servers to run his international multi-million dollar drug marketplace. So, you know, he's using an ID, so he's renting a server. He's not actually going there in person, so he probably should have used an ID. It doesn't matter what the picture is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's not actually going to the thing. He was just sending them a copy of it. So that was a big mistake, I think. And that, people might be aware, Homeland Security actually intercepted 9 of his fake IDs.
Right.
And
it appeared that he was preparing to leave the country. He was preparing to take the servers out of the country. I mean, he had everything based in the United States, which, yeah, that's certainly dangerous. I don't know what government structure would necessarily be better, but
the server that was allegedly found that they imaged and looked through,
mm-hmm.
according to the complaint, was not in the United States.
Really?
They did not specify what country. They said a foreign country, and that they it was basically another agency that imaged the drive for them through some treaty agreement.
Well, there's been some arrests that have been made in the UK, so that kind of makes me wonder whether or not that took place in the UK. And they haven't released enough details, which is why so many people are freaking out and thinking that they have all this Silk Road data, which maybe they don't. Maybe they only got some people that were distributors located in the UK. Who knows? I don't understand the whole business or how that would happen. So
yeah, and as soon as they intercepted that package and they started investigating him, I would have just left the country immediately. I don't know why he stayed around. I mean, he had money. He had resources. I guess he was just too confident.
Yeah. Maybe overconfident, maybe too cocky, who knows. But certainly it's been, kind of a crazy situation here because, there are another, more black markets that are popping up and people are trying to fill the gap, and it's, got an effect on the Bitcoin market. If you have any opinions on this, you can give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866 866- 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.